November 14th at 19:15 hours, I'll be interviewing a witness, Shane Matthews, who was talking to you at the time of this incident. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Steve Rhodes.
Steve.
Walk with you down to my car, if I could see it, we're not away from everybody, where nobody can bother. You can tell me what's going on here. Are you okay? You're not hurt or anything, right?
No.
Okay. Go ahead and we'll get in the front seat of this one, right?
That's my mom.
Dad! Yeah, just showing you this.
Here? Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going to talk to the officer.
Oh, my God.
You haven't got this one?
You do.
Okay.
You just ask him.
What is, you know anything so far?
Yeah.
All right, don't talk to her about it. Talk to me about it, okay?
Yeah,
you can tell her after you tell me.
Yeah, no problem at all. All right. Sorry about that.
Can I go home?
Yeah, you can upstairs.
Okay.
He'll be just a few minutes with me.
That's fine. May I just ask you one thing? I parked in the red over here. Am I going to be in trouble?
No, don't worry about it.
Thank
and if you are, you'll have my name. You can call me.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Go ahead, have a seat.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be wonderful. Can I see that?
Okay,
yes.
Yeah, no problem at all.
And you live it.
That's my, yeah, pretty much. But I stay sometimes in, I'm staying in Simi Valley. I run out of room, but I use this for my mailing address and all that. So, but I do stay here.
What's your address in Simi? Any phone numbers?
Yeah, I'll give you my cell and this. This home number is.
Sorry, hang on here.
Yeah, don't worry. And my phone number, cell phone number. That's my cell. Oh,
this is your house.
Is.
On the motor, there's a little air running here. I get stuffy and then I get sleepy.
Yeah, yeah, so do I.
Okay. So tell me what happened here tonight.
Honor, frankly, okay, I'm completely in the dark, so
it'll
be real informative for me, too.
No problem. Matthews came in to talk to me, actually, to ask me about a place I used to work at, GNC.
This is Detective Matthews?
Yeah, Detective Matthews.
Okay.
Shane Matthews came in, started talking and all. Well, long story short, all right, on that. The guy walks up with a...
wait a minute. Let's just not make it long story short.
Okay, no. I mean,
Matthews came to speak to you about what again?
No, about a place I used to work at.
Okay.
The guy also...
What place was this?
GNC.
GNC.
C.
Okay. Also, do you know what he wanted to talk to you about?
Yeah, about what had happened within 2 months when me and another guy were there. If I had seen the other guy ever take anything or whatever.
So he was there to talk to you about some employee theft.
Yeah, some employee theft. Right.
Okay. And he was speaking to you more as a witness to, a possible witness to this employee theft.
To this employee theft, right.
All right.
He wants to know what exactly was going on and all that. As we were talking, this guy walks up in black hooded sweater, and Matthews and I are looking at each other, and all of a sudden he's like, "You sheriff?" And Matthews look, and I look, and Matthews doesn't say a word, just looks at him, and the guy's just like, "You'll never catch me," or something, blah, blah, blah. And Matthews is like, I guess I'm just like, you know, saying, well, to myself, just ignore this guy. I don't know. I didn't know who he was. Matthews didn't know who he was. Whatever. Maybe this guy, who knows what's wrong with this guy. Mm-hmm. Well, Matthews and I, you know, we started talking a little more, and he turns his head, so basically we're ignoring the guy, all right?
Uh-huh.
So the guy, like, walks back to his truck, because he was looking like he was going into one of the apartments, and all of a sudden, as he's walking back to his truck, the guy just stands there in the middle and keeps staring at us. And I'm just talking to Matthews and, you know, and I whatever. I mean, I'm just ignoring the guy, and who knows, you know? Well, Matthews and I are done, so he's like, "See you later, you know, you've been helpful, whatever." So we start walking side by side, and this guy's right there. Matthews, I guess, looks, and I'm walking to my car because I gotta go. He's walking to his. All of a sudden, the guy starts running, and Matthews like, stop to his truck, right? Stop.
Hello. I'm doing an interview. Okay.
So the guy's like, stop. Matthew's like, stop. And he pounds on the window with his fist. Stop. The guy, all of a sudden, he's inside his truck, right? All of a sudden, he starts up the truck. And he starts backing out. As he's backing out, that's when Matthews pulled out his gun. And then Matthews is like, stop. So all of a sudden, as he backs out, like this, he puts it in forward. He starts driving, and Matthews shoots the tire first. And all of a sudden, Matthews like, stop. And the guy, after the tire got shot, he wouldn't stop. He kept going, so Matthews ran to the side. The two shots, you know, I saw two shots, the driver's side.
Okay.
I saw two shots, and all of a sudden I saw the truck lean forward there. Because, and I assume it leaned there because he shot the driver's tire.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what I mean? So
uh-huh.
when you shoot it and you have another one inflated,
uh-huh.
I'm not a mechanic.
The car rolls in that direction.
I'm assuming it rolled in that direction, right?
Okay, so he shoots the left front tire.
Right.
And the car rolls off to the left into it. Into a left turn.
Right. Well, into a right turn.
Oh, into a right turn.
Into a right turn. Yeah, because you're going off...
The heavy tire.
Right. The heavy tire. It goes into a right turn. And he goes, "Get out of the car. Get out." And a guy, I guess, says something like, "I'm hit." And he opens up the door, and Matthews says, "I guess he's hit." And all I hear, and I start walking up, and Matthews like, "Call 911. During that time, before that, he told me to call 911. So I called 911. I told the dispatcher, "Hey, this is what's going on. Please have a cop out here immediately." You know, and I'm talking to the officer. I tell him who it is and everything. Well, and as I walk a little bit closer to see how the guy is, You know, Matthews is talking to the guy like, hold on, buddy, I'm going to get you some help. You're going to be great. Just hold on, all right, buddy? You know, kind of appeasing the guy and all that. And that's when you guys came.
Okay. Where were you and Detective Matthews standing having this conversation about this employee theft?
In front of the store.
In front of the store.
I mean, in front of the stairs.
In front of the stairs. Where is that in relation to where I met you?
That's...
Okay. All right, so we...
Want me to walk the door? It'll be easier to walk it through.
Yeah, let's walk it through. Yeah. Sure. So that might be better.
Because I heard I have to do the walk through, and I'd rather do it now.
Okay.
Get going. I mean, do you mind?
No, not at all. No. You might be, but this won't be. I don't think you get that out.
Because I had a birthday party to go to.
Come on. He might, but don't worry about it. Where are you guys at in there?
Okay, see where the stairs are out there?
Mm-hmm.
The one, that's where we were talking.
Okay.
Okay, then at the end, we started walking.
All right, we'll walk
in.
Hold on a second. Where are you at when you're talking with Detective Matthews?
Okay, I'm...
And this guy walks up.
Right, I'm sitting on the stairs facing this way. Matthews is facing me. So he's facing me, so the guy's behind Matthews.
Okay.
Right, Matthews
where is
kind
he
of
at?
Side turn. He's walking up this way.
So he's walking up
he's
the walkway
walking
here.
This way, going to that side, the right side.
Okay.
The our right side.
Okay.
Okay. And then that's when I guess he maybe seen a badge or whatever. So all of a sudden he kept asking, "You a cop? You know, you'll never catch me or something like that, or like I won't go that easy." Or he said something like that. Matthews and I looked, and I just like whatever.
Did Matthews say anything to him?
No. So him and I were talking Matthews, and so I'm like. Well, I gotta go, and he's like, yeah, me too, or whatever. So we start walking, and we're walking this way. He's on my left, I'm on my right.
You guys are walking together?
Yeah, like,
no.
So.
Where is the bad guy at?
He's like right in the middle.
Did he go up to the apartment?
No, he didn't go up anywhere.
Where was this back and forth from him? Where was he standing?
He was standing, like, right, kind of close to where we are.
Okay.
Kind of where we are.
Okay. So you guys are starting to walk back, and where's he at now?
Yeah, we start walking back, and all of a sudden... He looked at Matthew, and he's still right here, and he started walking from the stairs. All of a sudden, he started running to his car. So Matthew chases him and says, stop. The guy gets into his car, which is parked not right next to the right one, but next to the other car. If I could recall, it was parked right here, okay?
Okay, Matthew, so he's parked in the,
he's like,
he's in the third spot
right,
in the
right. He stops, so the guy gets in his truck.
Which way is the truck facing when he gets into it?
This way.
So he's nose in.
The nose in, right.
All
right. Right there. So Matthew says to him, you know, stop. So the guy gets in his truck. So Matthew runs up to the car like this. Starts hitting on the door with his big thing. Get out of the car, stop. The guy turns on the car. Backs up like that. Backs up.
Okay, I can't hear you.
Backs up like here. Like turning right here.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden, Matthew... runs in the street, pulls out his gun, shoots, you know, asking to stop.
while his gun is pointed at him, the guy puts him forward and starts driving, and so Matthews shoots the tire.
Where's Matthews standing when he...
Well, here's the truck right there. Matthews is right here.
Is he in front of the truck, or is he beside
Matthews
the truck?
He's in front of the truck, but on the edge of the side
so
and
like,
front.
Like in the front
on the
corner.
Driver's corner.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's not quite in front of the headlight,
but he's on the corner. So he's right there, but he's... And so the guy, all of a sudden, pulls forward like that and goes, I guess, before he starts turning, he goes up against Matthews. So Matthews shoots a fires a gun shot at the tire, okay? Then the guy keeps going. Matthews turns on his side and says, stop, and starts doing two firings. And then that's when...
He fires two more shots.
Two more shots.
As the truck is rolling past him?
As the truck was rolling past, well, kind of not necessarily past him, but... He's on the side of it now.
Okay, so I'm the truck, and I'm driving this way, and you're Matthews.
I'm Matthews.
All right.
Okay, no, stand right there. Yeah, go ahead.
So I'm rolling.
He shoots the tire right there.
Am I making a turn?
Before the truck turns, he shot the tire.
Okay.
Okay? Then he goes in his side.
Matthews does.
Matthews does. And two shots, and that was it.
About where did the truck start to wind up over there? When did the truck start to make a turn?
The guy kept going, and...
So did it look to you like the truck was driving at Matthews?
The first time, yes, and maybe even the second time.
If Matthews had not stepped to the side after he fired that first shot, do you think the truck would have hit Matthews?
Maybe not.
Okay.
But Matthews is on the corner, on the corner. Right.
About how fast do you think the truck was going?
Who's trying to speed up? Who's trying to get the hell out?
So you can hear the engine revving?
Oh, yeah.
Did the tire squeal at all?
No, the tire blew because he shot the...
Okay.
You mean...
But he didn't burn any rubber as he's trying to accelerate out?
Kind of, but maybe for a brief second. But remember...
I'm listening.
But remember, I mean, it's a truck, but he did... I know I could hear the engine kind of rev up.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't hear much of a burn, though,
okay.
of
so
the tires.
So the truck backs out of this area.
Backs out of this area.
So Matthews is standing where?
So Matthews pulls out his gun, runs kind of in front of the truck.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Says, stop. The guy puts it in forward. Starts hitting towards Matthews. Matthews shoots the tire, goes on the side, and asks him, stop. And two shots.
Okay. And then what happened?
Then the truck leaves over there. So Matthews...
So this car wasn't here? This police car?
No, because he says to me, that's when he says to me, Gabriel, call 911 quick. So I call 911, and that's when I was talking. But as I'm looking, Matthews quickly, like, undercover, you know, like, kind of ducks down, goes into the driver's side, and
he's yelling at the driver?
Yeah, he's like, get out of the car. The guy's like, I'm hit. So he opens up the door, and he's like, where are you hit? And I guess the guy showed him or whatever, and he's like, don't worry, just hang on with me, buddy, all right? We'll get you taken care of. All right, buddy? Hold on.
Where were you at during all this? Watch out. Watch your feet. Where were you at during all this?
Right there in the middle of the street. Right there in the middle of the street. Then as he was talking to the... Like as the guy went this way, okay, I ended up right here and I saw him talking to the guy in there.
So you're watching Matthews while he's at the driver's door?
Right.
Okay. And when the shooting's going on, you're standing where?
Right here. Well, actually, I was a little bit further back.
But you stayed on the sidewalk?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm
right.
Looking at the shots.
Did you see anybody else out here while that was going on?
No.
No, you didn't see anybody, or no, there wasn't anybody here?
No, I didn't see anybody. But okay. Then again, I wasn't looking for anybody. I was looking to see what was going to happen.
When was the first time you realized there might be other people other than police here in the parking lot?
No, nowhere. No,
okay.
Nobody that I saw.
So you never saw any civilian types?
No, and what's funny is after he did the shots, I looked back there to see if anybody was going to come out. Not one person came out.
Okay. Did you call 911?
Yes.
Where did you call 911 from?
I called 911 right here.
On a cell phone or on your...
On my cell phone.
Okay.
When the guy started backing up, that's when I called 911.
Okay. When you guys first had contact with this... suspect.
Yeah.
Other than that, you'll never get me. Did he seem like he was being really aggressive?
Yeah.
Or was
like
he just being a knucklehead?
No.
seemed like he was interrogating something with him, you know?
Interrogating or instigating?
No, instigating, I mean, instigating something with us or whatever. Because he had asked, he goes, you're cops, and Matthew and I wouldn't have even paid attention to this guy.
How was Matthew's dressed?
Nice, blue shirt, tie.
Business tire?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, business tie, but, I mean...
Did he have a gun on? I mean, did you see a gun? Was it visible?
He had a cell phone. Did I see a gun? No.
Was
did
he wearing
I saw
a coat?
The badge? No. No. But I saw the badge, and I saw the cell phone.
Okay.
The gun, I wasn't paying attention to a gun.
Okay.
But the guy apparently thought we were cops all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
Him and I.
When Matthews started yelling at him as he's walking down the sidewalk here with you, and Matthews going, hey, stop, 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 did Matthews say anything to you, like, stay back, get out of the way? Did
no.
he shout a warning to you?
No, no, no. He just ran up to the guy and stopped, and the guy kept running.
Okay.
And then when the guy backed off, that's when he, you know, like, took the tire and put it in reverse, that's when he told me to call 911.
Okay. And it's your opinion that the guy was, when he put it in drive and Matthew was standing near the left front corner
right.
of that truck, that the guy was revving the engine up like he was going to burn out of here as quickly as he could.
Yeah, I'll put it to you this way. If he hit Matthews, the way it looked to me, if he had hit Matthews, I don't think the guy would have stopped and helped Matthews. I think he would have kept going.
Okay. Do you think Matthews would have been hit, though? Did the
yes.
guy have room
At
to maneuver?
At one point, yes. Yes, until he shot the tire, and then that's when Matthews kind of ran on his side. That's when the guy was like that, and Matthews did two shots.
Was the truck rolling towards Matthews when Matthews fired that first shot at the tire?
Yes, yes, because he put it in forward, and it started going, and that's when he shot the tire.
And about how far do you think Matthews was when he fired that first shot at the tire from the vehicle?
It's not
okay, you're holding your hand up about 14 inches.
Well... It was...
Let's pretend like that front, the front fender of that car
okay.
is the truck.
Right there. About, maybe like right here or something.
When he fired the first, that's how far he was from the front fender?
About,
So you're standing about 8 feet, 8, 10 feet. Okay. And the truck was moving forward at that point?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And then Matthew stepped to one side.
And then right after the tire got shot, kept it going, so Matthews ran on the side.
How far to the side do you think he went?
Not that far.
2-3 steps?
Maybe a little farther than that.
How far do you, all right, so.
About 5 seconds.
Now come over here and stand next to this car.
Right here.
Okay, so now you're standing about 5 feet from the door.
Right.
And you think that's about how far Matthews was when he fired the next two shots?
About.
And all total, how many shots do you think Matthews fired?
3. And one of them, that includes the tire.
And do you think he hit the tire?
Oh, I know he hit the tire.
Okay.
Yeah, that I knew. That's okay. Why when I heard the explosion, nobody came out on the tire.
You hear the explosion of the tire or the gunshot?
Well, I heard the gunshot, then I heard the explosion of the tire.
Oh, okay.
And then I looked behind me, not one person came out.
Okay.
That's what was amazing to me.
Mm-hmm.
Not one person came out.
You were up here on the sidewalk,
right?
But back a bit.
Back a bit. Right.
How many aisles of parking stalls
probably
do you think you were?
With the whole thing, well, after he went walked up and dug down into the towards the truck, mm-hmm. and after the truck had crashed and he went walking, I started moving forward.
Okay, so you were back here someplace closer to your apartment building.
Yeah, but I can see the whole thing.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? And I had a good vision.
Uh huh. None of these parked cars blocked your view?
No.
When the gun came out and he started shooting, did you take cover? Did you get down behind anything?
No. Okay. I mean, I'm not saying I wasn't afraid. Of course I was afraid.
But you didn't feel immediately threatened by the guy in the truck. You
did. I did.
You
in
did.
In a way.
Or did you feel threatened for Matthews?
I felt threatened for Matthews.
Okay.
Because I felt really scared for Matthews.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I kind of ran up a little bit closer, too.
I understand.
Because a guy who resists a gunshot like that, I don't think has any room. Nobody should push a cop that far.
I'm hearing
Do you know
you.
What I mm-hmm. mean? If a person pushes a cop that far,
mm-hmm.
then I don't know. I mean, I'm not... He's the guy, when a cop says to you stop, and you don't want to stop, all right, you better stop. But if a guy, if a cop pulls out a gun, buddy, stop. Don't push him to fire.
When this guy, did this guy mention, well, you might be wanted for it? Clearly, he said he acted like he was wanted, right?
Yeah, he didn't say anything. That's why I thought maybe Matthews knew, but Matthews didn't know him.
How do you know that Matthews didn't know
him? Because I said, Matthews asked me, do you know this guy? Because when the guy said something, and he looked, Matthews turned around, you know, ignored him, looked at me, and said, do you know this guy? I'm like, no, I, you know, because the guy thought him and Matthews and I were cops. I'm like, no, do you know him? And Matthews like, does he live there? I'm like, I don't know, I don't, I've never seen this guy before.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who this guy was, and why he would...
Have you ever seen that truck here before?
No.
Okay.
No. But it's funny because, I mean, I'm very rarely here, honestly. But no, I've never seen it. But what's funny is like, when we ignored him, the guy just stayed there like he wanted to instigate something.
How long did you guys, you and Matthews talk after the guy said, hey, are you guys cops? You'll never take
seconds,
me alive.
5 seconds.
Okay. Later. So another half minute long conversation.
Yeah, and I said, listen, you know, I'm going to go celebrate the birthday. I said, I have to be in Burbank with my dad because it's my birthday and I haven't seen him for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And this happened.
Okay. Where's your car?
Right here. Toyota.
That ain't leaving. Sorry. Not tonight. And the reason why is you see those little cards laying out there?
No, I know that.
Where do you got to go? Burbank?
Yeah, my dad's going to...
Maybe your mom will let you use her car.
I hope so. I'm not bad.
Okay. Can you think of anything else that I should know?
No. That was it. I don't know who the guy was. Matthew, I mean, it's like, I don't understand one thing. We're ignoring the guy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like the guy, I mean, even if he's a criminal, like, buddy, you see two people ignoring you, what are you doing sticking out? Get the hell out.
Mm-hmm.
You have an opportunity. Do you know what I mean?
Would you characterize him as kind of a neck?
I don't know if you want something.
Okay.
But I mean, if a guy says to you, if a cop is ignoring you, and you're wanted, and you say something, and the cop just looks at you and just looks away, and doesn't want to deal with it, buddy, that's like a, I'm not saying that's a, that is okay to, you know, walk away, you know,
mm-hmm.
if you have wanted.
Right.
But, what are you doing pushing?
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
I understand completely, sure.
That I don't understand. Why don't you push a cop to pull out his hand? When you just stop. Stop. Don't force him to pull out his gun. Because that's the stupidest thing you can do.
Right.
Unless you really want to kill yourself. But stop.
So if you and Matthews are walking from the stairs and down this sidewalk and the guy's in front of you, you don't see this guy do anything.
He starts running.
He just runs away
he
from you.
He just runs.
Okay. You didn't see a weapon in his hand or anything
no.
like that. All right.
No. No, but then yeah, I didn't look closely, but no.
Sure.
I don't.
Okay. I think that's it. If I need you, I'll call you.
Yeah.
Keep
yeah.
your cell phone close because I know I'll have questions for the next couple of days.
All right. Yeah.
If you think of anything,
yeah.
you have my card. You will think of something. I know you will. Everybody does.
Well, no, I mean, if I can remember something.
You will. You'll remember something that you forgot to tell me. Because you're going to go home tonight, and you're going to play it over in your head, and you're going to go, oh, no, I need to tell Steve about that.
Yeah,
you
no,
call
I will.
Him.
I'll call.
24-7, call
okay,
my cell phone,
I'll
answer
if
that.
If I remember it right then and there, I'll
if
call
If it's 3
you.
O'clock in the morning, you call me
I'll
on my
I'll just call
cell
me
phone.
Domestic, whatever.
Yeah. Okay?
All right. Yeah, I feel bad. I'll be honest. Look, I didn't, we didn't expect it. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I want it, and this is the only time. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
How long is this going to take?
Probably all night.
What do you mean all night? Like?
We'll be out here all night.
Until 6 a.m.?
Probably.
And even a car?
Nothing is going to get out of this parking lot until we're done.
Okay, let me...
So maybe your mom will let you use her car to park out on the street.
Okay.
All right, good luck. Time is 17:45.